I wanted to assure the public that the dismissal was extraordinary, given the extraordinary situation in which Joseph Kileto Deng has found himself. There was crises that were, behind the dismissal. And so the president made a decision to bring new administration and brought someone who is more experienced and someone who has more connections, like Macharachega there, has been working in the oil sector for a very long time. And so it is in an attempt to alleviate the suffering of the people, because the crisis of oil has made the country in almost to come to a standstill.
Is his dismissal purely because of the current crisis of fuel in the country?
There is very serious connection on this, yes.
Now, what guarantee is there that the new managing director is going to deliver?
To be honest, Sir William, there is no magic guarantee here, given that what let down the previous administration of Nilepad is what is also going to be a challenge to the new administration, given that the international market of oils has dropped and the production of oil in South Sudan has also dropped. The two things combined made it very difficult for the central bank to receive the hard currency that is needed for running the country. And so these are going to be challenged. However, we do hope that, Macharachega there has experience, has long experience, and he's not a strange person totally, because he was the first undersecretary in the Ministry of Oil. He has been holding that position, since our independence. And also before, he was working in Sudan, in oil sector. So the connection he has are what going to elevate, the support of the people from this. So we expect him to be doing his best to ensure that, crisis of fuel don't come back again.
Yes, Aten, I've just been going through the social media here, and a lot of people are saying that the president has acted in the interest of the people in trying to solve out the fuel crisis in the country. But also the question as to why the president acted so fast when it comes to this Nile Petroleum. They are saying there are some sectors that the president really need to act as well, things to do with like central bank, a lot of dollars in the black market. And they mention, quite some sensitive as well institutions, but why action taken very quickly in NILPED than other institutions that are not performing so well?
First of all, there's no right answer to this subject, because when it comes to things that are direct, like the fuel crisis, as a crisis that are direct, and anybody sees them, and the president is a human being, he also sees the suffering of the people, so he acted on those bases. The other things which you say is that the president did not act on them. First of all, the president is a man who looks at things first, at the face value, take a moment to reflect on those, things he sees before he takes decision. If president was to take decision on anything that, people say, he would have taken a decision of even making a South Sudan to be anything he want, okay? But he has the wisdom. He doesn't take a decision when it is not necessary for him to take a decision.
All right. Just finally, before...
Of course, he has taken this decision for the public interest, or the benefit of the public interest, and he will continue to do a decision. The issue of central bank, the central bank is a custodian. People shouldn't see the central bank as the culprit here.
Yes, but people are saying the central bank is letting dollars go to the black market.
No, it is not they. It is not they. They are the custodian of the hard currency. And they are the custodian of the money, and the individual who get money from the central bank take them to black market, because black market is offering high, so it is not within the control of central bank. If individual goes to market and sell, their dollars that they have acquired from central bank, there's no magic, things there to be done.
Yes,
that.
Just finally, Atenya, I would like to find out, the fuel crisis have affected almost everybody here, including members of parliament, all civil servants. Just wondering, is the presidency as well affected when it comes to this kind of situations?
The presidency is not outside the country. It's inside the country. Even our service cars, we have to park them simply because there is no fuel.